Blog Talk Radio.
Life seems to crush your dreams, so find your balance for all your needs. A little work, some family fun. Find your love, keep your life on the run. Told you how the story goes, so write your own script before you grow old. Live your life, laugh out loud. Own who you are, stand up proud. You gotta find what works for you. Find a valley that lets you be you.
Good evening and welcome to the Star Chamber Show live podcast. It is an awesome Wednesday evening in the heart of the bluegrass here in central Kentucky, where I, Stephen Zimmer, am broadcasting to you live, our loyal and awesome Star Chamber Show listeners. We love you, and thank you for listening, and thank you to Far Cry for the great intro music. Always want to acknowledge them, Pete Fry, lead guitarist and band leader. Always want to give those guys a lot of credit for that. And looking forward to this episode number 377. Yeah, this one has a couple sevens, my favorite number. As all of you who listen regularly know, that is my favorite. So, and joining me tonight in the co-hosting chair, and she is currently in the land of corn and despair. Yes, Indiana. It is Holly Phillippe. There you are.
I'm here. I've been here for a week now.
Yeah, she's been there for a week. Having fun. Enjoying it all.
I've had some.
Yeah, you did get to see the pelicans and the other grandkids and all that good stuff. So that was good.
Yeah.
So, got a little bit in. But, hey, chat room is filling up already. We've got some great folks in there already tonight. The amazing Carol Preflatish, who I will be seeing this Saturday, which is going to be wonderful. We'll get into that in just a minute. It also looks like Moon Dewan Hurd is in there. Yes, and he's working on some cool stuff that hopefully we'll get to talk about soon. And, of course, and then – yes, I'm just going to hold back on mentioning another person in the chat room because I want to hold it back as a surprise for the listeners because this person will be calling in to talk about some stuff we'll have in our first segment tonight because we have a couple of main topics. And with tonight, yeah, it's going to be a kind of a dual show. We're going to be talking about two things. One is this fantastic book event that Holly and I absolutely love that we look forward to each year, and one that causes us to put on ZZ Top when we drive to it. Yes, it's actually a fact. We listen to ZZ Top's LaGrange on the way up, and that's because it's the LaGrange Book Fair. That's going to be in segment one of our show tonight, and then segment two, we'll be talking about a new anthology release that has yours truly in it, a new novella for me. Lots of good stories from 13 authors called Chanted Realms, and that Holly happened to be one of the two editors on. And so we're going to be getting a special call-in during that segment. And so that's going to be a lot of fun. And so I'll just get through some quick news. We'll recognize the two parties that brought you tonight's show, and then we'll get into the fun stuff. But, yes, and I do want to mention, I will be talking about this more, but I had another pair of my ebook novellas that are now in individual print editions. So I wanted to go ahead and pass that good news along from my end of things, which is I'm really excited about. And so that's that just came out just a few days ago, and that would be Prowling the Darkness and Altar of Gods. Prowling the Darkness being a Raiden Valkyrie tale, Altar of Gods being a Ragnar Stormbringer tale. So, yeah, two more are now available in print, and so that is good news. And, it looks like Sandy Lander just joined us. So, that's it for – we'll just keep that as news for the moment. Tonight's show is brought to you by – Sandy Lander, the Genre Blender, and also the fine folks at Per Bostet Publications. So tonight, I'll go ahead and give you some info on Per Bostet first, And then we will share with you a great spot highlighting Sandy's new reissues of her Choices trilogy. So here we go. Per Bastet Publications is a small press based in the Louisville metro area, specializing in speculative fiction and other outside-the-box books, 40 titles in print and ebook formats, and a handful of audiobooks. Per Bastet offers a little bit of everything. Follow the investigations of Private Eye, David Blaze, and M.B. Dabney's An Untidy Affair, a historical mystery set during the 1985 police bombing of the Move House in Philadelphia. Or join the psychic private investigator Alan Rodriguez in Mexico in A Handful of Dirt by Janie Franz as he tries to clear an elderly man wrongfully accused of murder. You can find these titles and more at perbastetpublications.com, at Amazon, or you can find the press in person at regional events such as Prime Crime in Indianapolis in October. Per Bastet Publications, where timeless tales unfold. Thank you, Teely. Thank you, Sarah, Marion, and Marion Allen, the, as I call them, literary triumvirate. You all are awesome. And thank you so much for your support of our show and our mission to highlight the indie creative community. And so we also, of course, want to give some spotlight to the amazing Sandy Lender. And please do pick these up. These are really, really good books and gorgeous covers. And congrats to Sandy on a massive blog tour that just got underway, as I understand it, today. And yes, for this that we're about to share with you. Here we go. Listen up.
Prophecy stirring in the land of Unveiled. Dragons rise and an unclean army marches toward Amanda Sharif. Our unsure heroine has choices to make and enemy lives to take in Sandy Lender's epic fantasy series, available now from Seven Star Press. Choices meant for gods, choices meant for kings, and choices meant for all offer girl power Machiavellian adventure of hope versus despair, a chosen one versus free will, and good versus evil. Learn more at authorsandylender.com.
Thank you, Sandy Lender, and may one day one of the members of Duran Duran provide you with a book blurb. That's my wish for you tonight. So I think she'd enjoy that, Holly.
Yeah,
look into that. Get Simon LeBond to do a book blurb for Sandy. That would be fun. Weirder things have happened, so
that's
and we're
true.
Crazy enough to look into that. Oh, man. That's Sandy's probably bouncing off the walls with that thought right now. but yes.
Amazing, she said.
Yeah, she did. She thought, or heard it, I guess I should say. Yes, an audio podcast, you hear it. Yeah, I always got to watch my verbiage on that. So, you don't see it, you hear it on here. But we are looking forward to this Saturday, Holly. It's something that you and I look forward to every year. It's for us, it's actually something we get to enjoy fully because we're not responsible for it. You don't have
no.
to run it. So
we just go in and set up our stuff and enjoy our
books.
Time.
And visit
sell
with
books.
Authors and visit with
sell
readers.
Books, visit with people.
Yeah.
Get to see Tony. Yeah, it's a good day. It's a good day.
Yes, and that's put on by the amazing Tony Acree of Hydra Publications fame, and it is the LaGrange Book Fair. And yes, it's been going on for many years now, and it is a very wonderful event where it's a good blend of authors from all kinds of genres. It's a multi-genre event. It's held in a really nice place. I mean, last year you and I had a great time. It's a really nice spot, and we just love it. I mean, it is so relaxed. It is very good environment for talking and meeting people. It's a first class facility, and they have and what's that?
It's a great place to buy books.
Yes, it definitely is that for sure. And yeah, so many award winning and best selling authors there, just so many. And so it looks like we're going to go ahead and bring aboard our first caller of the evening, who is tied to this and Yeah, we're excited about this because I'm just going to go ahead and bring in the first caller. I told him about 9:15 for the first call, but we're just going to go ahead and bump this up because you all are going to want to hear from him. Yes, the award-winning author, screenwriter, filmmaker, and just all-around first-class guy. 9 years as Toastmaster of Imaginarium 2, and yes, he's retired from that, but yes, always will be part of our family with that too, with the amazing, the one and only Tony Acree. And yes, Tony, your mic should be on. We should have you.
Hi, ho, neighbors, and I want to thank congratulations to Steven Zimmer, my new publicist. So
yeah, you know, I'm auditioning. You got it.
Yeah, it was great, and I'm proud to say that I'm an Imaginarium Imagine Award winner. I won the Jason Sizemore Award given out at Imaginarium.
You sure did.
And, you know, so it's like we've talked. That's when you go to Imaginarium, it's family. So it's like a family reunion every time you come back. And of course, this year with it being your all's 10th, which was congratulations to. You
that
and Holly, because there are other cons who have not lasted that long. So
that's wild. Yeah, it's like time flies. So I still remember the first year, and you remember it well, when we started off the whole thing with that fire alarm to kick off the first Imaginarium, and wow, and ever since
4:30 in the afternoon, we're all sitting outside going, "Well, this will get started soon." And then a year or two later, you all had a Toastmaster in place who had a wife, I think, gravely ill a couple of weeks before the con. And you're like, "Hey, we know you don't mind making a fool of yourself. Do you mind stepping in?" And it did it for 8 years seven or eight. And it's funny because you were talking about I did retire after this year, and a lot of people ask, "Why did you do that?" Because it's such a fun gig, but it's like what you just mentioned about you and Holly coming to my place. I never get a con where I can just relax. And since that's one of my favorite cons to do, when it was the 10th anniversary, you had Terry Brooks, the fabulous Terry Brooks and his wife in town. You know, if you retire, then you'll always remember it. So, and then the great thing next year, because I taught my kids how to use the point-of-sale program. So
I
while they're
that.
At the table, I can wander around next year. I can actually visit people. I don't have to rush.
It's beautiful. That's a beautiful thing. And that's what we're looking forward to.
And actually attend panels and have fun and be part of discussions. And, great.
Yep.
Well, we are looking forward to that reunion feeling. We're looking forward to that reunion feeling, and we're also looking forward to that fun. You get to wear the administrative hat now, but this Saturday, we love your event and recommend it. And I actually was talking to a new attendee today who actually emailed me and was getting some info and is coming to their first LaGrange Book Fair this Saturday, somebody that I've done
Very
some work
cool.
with as a freelance editor, and who will be coming to do some book shopping. And you tell us, Tony, what folks have in store this year, and tell them more about is that we love the location that you're in now. It is just such a nice place.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yes, City Place, an event space. That was built by the Rawlings Company, and Cheryl is the gal that runs it, and Andrew helps set everything up. It's just first class. It's just a really nice facility. And so to give the details, the dry stuff, the LaGrange Book Fair will be this Saturday in LaGrange, Kentucky. For shoppers, it's 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. We held it in April for forever. This used to be the Kentuckiana Independent Authors Fair in Madison, and then we moved it to LaGrange. And for 5 or 6 years, we had bad weather in April every show.
Cool.
We had tornadoes. Okay. We had heavy rain. Yeah, we had heavy rain twice. And then 1 year I said, "Dear Lord, God, just don't let it rain." And we got an inch and a half of snow in the middle of April. So I was right.
I remember.
I remember that.
Yeah, so I wasn't worthy. April doesn't work, so we've moved it to August. And as of right now, no rain forecast. You know, it's like a 15% chance, which means for us it's 100. But by moving it to August, and for people who want to come to town the night before, there's a big concert in Main Street. Historic LaGrange is one of only two towns, maybe the only town, that has railroad tracks right down the middle of Main Street. So trains come through. There's a lot of great restaurants. And so you can go to the concert on Friday night, go to the book fair during the day, and then the last day of the Oldham County Fair is at night. So you can come to town and have a really great time. But the other great thing about the LaGrange Book Fair is that imaginary connection. We've got Carol Preflatish will be there. She's in the waiting room I saw earlier. You're going to have Arlen Andrews. You're going to have Mick Williams. You know, you're going to have Ethan Avery, who was there. My daughter bought Ethan's book, An Imaginarium, and just loved it. She's like, can we get him to come to the fair? And Ethan is going to be at the fair. And so it's just, you know, there's a lot of connections we're going to have at the Hydrant. Of course, Stephen Zimmer and Holly Phillippe at Seven Star Press is going to be there. You know, normally per Bastet, your sponsor will be there. They're having, you know, there's some health issues going on, and we wish them all the best. But they are not going to be there this year. They're regular attendees. I'm sure they'll be back next year. But the other great thing is now the city of LaGrange, we're partnering with Main Street LaGrange, which is a great partner to have. And with the rebranding of the fair, it's always going to be the first Saturday in August. So people can put this on your calendars. This is the year it's going to be every year going forward. And the other great thing is a lot of the people who have attended in the past have loved it. So, you know, this is Kathy Jackson is coming. He's coming a good little distance and comes every year. And so we really – I mentioned this earlier in a post on Facebook, is that your Imaginarium is like Christmas. It's longer. Mm-hmm. It's 3 days. You've got some build up to it. And then we're like New Year's Eve, right? You know, so you have a big fun day. And then this is just to get together for one day. And running a one-day con, I've been asked quite a few times, would you consider, you know, expanding this to 2 or 3 days? And I went, no, I went, because I do, and this is not me sucking up, how hard you all have to work, and I don't want to work that hard. But this does give a chance for particularly independent writers in the Kentucky, Indiana, you know, Ohio, Missouri, Tennessee regions to come showcase your books. We're going to have everything from Christian and faith books to romance, horror, fantasy, sci-fi, you name it, cats and dogs, living in sin. It's all going to be there at the show on Saturday. So also two food trucks, that's been confirmed. So, you know, you'll be some great food that you can have there. We've got a lot of – my kids are now sophomores at the University of Kentucky. They're bringing a bunch of college kids to volunteer. So we're going to have a lot of great young people to move stuff in and out. And something I know, Steve, and I know you're going to miss because this was last year. We found this out, you know, tables up when the event's over. We get to just all leave because one of the big things about
I stayed and helped. I did. I always
every
did.
Time. Yep. You all did. And then we always had a group of writers.
Yep,
we were putting up 40 tables. Well, the great thing about this is Andrew and Cheryl. Yes, you did. And but with City Place being such a great partner, they put the tables up and take them down. So once we unload everything and make sure all the garbage is up, we all get to leave.
I don't mind that.
Because, Steven, you're not getting any younger, brother. You're not. So, you know.
So they,
none of us are. None of us
I'm
are.
I'm only 633, but I don't look a day over 500, by God.
That's it, man. It's the old Indiana Jones thing. It's not the years. It's the mileage. And my kids are like, your current condition, I think we're going to get some kids to help out so you don't have to boost them.
Yeah.
And that's so sweet
that.
Of them.
Yeah,
so. Well,
wonderful.
We're going to call us.
You're
going to keep us around.
Kids.
Oh, because the grandkids of us, the Pelicans, as we call them, they were godsends. Yeah, they were awesome.
Grandkids, you put them to work, man.
Yeah.
We know. Yeah.
Well, again, the behind the scenes stuff. The great thing about being a Toastmaster is I get to see you know, a lot of the behind the scenes. People just think these things, you know, are fairly easy to put on, and they're just not. And, you know, I'm dealing with a one-day con, and what I've got to go through to get it all off is just, again, I truly cannot imagine doing 3 days. I just can't.
It's a lot of things going on, but you got such a great group. And I mean, you mentioned some of them, and I was going to mention, I'm so excited to see Kathy Jackson again. I have not seen her in a while in person. That's going to be great. Of course, I always love to say this dirty Rotten Derby.
Derby Rotten Scoundrels.
Derby Rotten Scoundrels.
Dude, they're
awesome.
Yeah, Lane Bunch is going to be there, and you know, of course,
Carol,
Michael, she'll be there. Dave Creek's going to be there. Bill Noe, of course, Bill Noe has won several and won again this year for Best Mystery. I mentioned earlier, Abigail Keem is going to be there, and she's got some great cozy mysteries. And no matter what you want to buy, Jim Miller's going to be there with his Terror on the Tundra series. And then, of course, the Hydra table, I think you saw at Imaginarium, we had two tables just full of books. So even if particular writers, you know, Richard Knack, who was one of your special guests a couple years ago, we're going to have his books on
Imaginator.
The table. And Lee Pennington's books, the former Kentucky Poet Laureate and three-time Pulitzer nominee, his books will be at the table. We've got a lot of new stuff. Lee's just super. Robert Gilton's book. And Robert O'Tone's book's going to be there. Oh, we just got
Bram Stoker winner.
If you love books, Bram Stoker winner.
Yeah.
And we're going to have, of course, Michael Noss, who's always a regular guest Imaginarium, award winning. How to workshop a core two will be at the table. So, and folks, remember, Christmas is not that far off. So this is a great time to come get your Christmas gifts and stock up. I mean, for yourself, too. But the great thing about adventures like Imaginarium and the LaGrange Book Fair, the authors will sign the books for you, and they'll personalize it to whoever you want to. So you're not just buying a book in most cases. You're getting signed copies of the book, which is even better.
No extra charge. That's right.
No extra charge.
Or Holly, look at it this way. I'm going to charge you $15 for my signature and then give you a free book.
There you go.
Hey,
that's a win-win, right?
that is it.
I'll charge you $15 and I'll even throw in a book. Whichever one you want. I'll throw you.
That's it. So, but it is a lot of fun. And I'm glad that we now have it. This going forward with the partnership with Main Street, LaGrange, the City Place, put on your calendar at first Saturday of August from here on out. So, you know, come and have fun, eat food. So,
you even got that rascal Mick Williams, and he is a character. He is fun.
Make sure you visit
his table. He's a fun guy.
For those of y'all don't know, Mick is British. We don't hold that against him. So he's got this really weird accent. But his Old Farts Club, which he writes for us, and then Hope's Game, and then, a guy walked into a bar. But in the Old Farts Club, we're finishing up the edits on the third book in that series. So, Mick will sign them for you. He'll even sign them with a British accent. When you look at his signature, it's British.
It's British.
You know. Cheerio.
It's 100% authentic British.
His home I believe is Stoke-on-Trent over there in England. So he's definitely
and
a real deal.
I'm loyal to the monarchy. I'm not a person.
Yeah.
So I'm loyal to the monarchy.
Yeah, Holly loves the monarchy. You also have the wrestling wizard himself, John Cosper. I mean, that guy
John
is
Cosper
awesome.
To have John there this year. Yeah, he reached out and said, "Hey,
with his wrestling
can
stuff
I come?"
And all.
Abso-frickin-lutely. Mm-hmm. So you know, and that's the great thing about again regional writers. You're gonna Leah Pugh, another regular Imaginarium.
And oh yeah,
one of our favorites Leah's going to be there, and so we've got some new folks So there's going to be,
really
like, no matter what your flavor of writing is, there's going to be some there for you to pick up.
Oh, yeah. Great collection of authors here. And, I mean, I just looked through the list. And I was like, oh, I'm excited because the environment is such that it's very easy to talk and interact with folks there. It's a real relaxed, very welcoming environment. It's one of those kind of events where you don't feel overwhelmed, and it's one that you feel very comfortable at, and everybody's really cool.
Well, I wanted to mention something else that we do to make it easier, because books are heavy. You know, when you're walking around with books going from table to table, they're heavy. So we came up with a process where when you go to a table, let's say you go to McWilliams table, and you want to buy, three of Mick's books, and he writes them down on a sheet of paper and half the cost is, and hands you that sheet of paper, and you go to the next table and get that table and the books you want, and then you bring us your slips of paper, we charge you for them and mark them paid, and then you go back and pick your books up so you don't have to walk around the event carrying books all morning. So it makes it easier on the customer. It also doesn't allow them to realize how many books they bought. So, but that's why we have these young college kids to help carry your books to your car if you need it. So, but it makes it easy to shop too, because you're not walking around holding. Because let's face it, we all know when Tracy and Stacy come to Imaginarium, right? They're two of them. They run my fan club.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell on Tracy a little bit, because every writer, author loves to see Tracy and Stacy walk in the door. She had three bags of books behind our table at Imaginarium. And they get heavy, but if you're carrying out slips of paper. She brought three bags of books. Three bags of books. We love Tracy.
That's an average buying day for her.
Oh, yeah. Wow. She and her sister kicked her on date. Stacy wasn't there this year, but Tracy picked up the slack for both of them. And,
nice.
That's the other great thing, too. You see a lot of the same, it's like Imaginarium, a lot of the same shoppers come out.
Yes. Good reunion.
They know that there are going to be high quality independent writers there. And, hey, folks, don't get me wrong. I love John Sanford. I love Michael Connelly. But if you're going to come by, Lee Pennington and Steven Zimmer and Tom Wallace will be there. With he's got a brand new book, O'Toole's Pub. There, when you get
Fantastic.
Those kind of guys there, you're getting great writing that you're going to read. So you're going to love it.
Oh yeah, it's all up and down your list. It's top tier writers, lots of award winners, bestsellers. I mean, Bill Noel, Abigail Keem. They sell ridiculous amounts of books. I mean, they sell books on par with major press authors.
Oh yeah,
I
finally convinced
absolutely.
Bill to give me two books a year. I would take four books a year if Bill would write them.
I bet
so,
you would. I bet you. Would.
Yeah,
yeah. That's how he does.
Yeah, and he's got Bill's daughter Angelica Cruz, who he's co-written several novels with, is going to be there as well. So they've co-written. See, that's why writers have editors. They co-rooting. They just say as a country festival, right?
You need editors. Huh?
It's
Oh, I know.
It's a collusion.
Editors are, yes, editors
but,
are needed. Linda Reese, Marilyn Barr.
Yep.
Yeah, the list goes on and on. Mm-hmm.
Dude, it's gonna there's gonna be close to 30 writers in person, plus presses like yours and ours are gonna have literally dozens upon dozens
more
of books by other people that we have there. So,
right.
You won't be bored. There's plenty to shop from.
Camaraderie, fellowship, fun, and food trucks. And Holly is already just probably jazzed about that announcement.
We love food trucks.
That's all I need in my life, right there. That's two. Well, and alcohol, but. Yeah, we get affordable.
They don't have I don't think they have a bar yet there, Holly.
No, we don't have a white bar yet.
That'd
the food truck.
That'd be fantastic.
Can you give information on?
Well, I'm going to let you in a little secret. The building behind where we're going to be at is a liquor store.
Mm-hmm.
So if you feel the need, you can do
there
the deed, right? So. But although I'm
maybe
sure
to celebrate afterwards, but I'm going to be good.
Go.
I have to be good there.
That's it, because they don't allow alcohol inside of City Place. So
now
we don't want to get in trouble there. But,
Mick Williams, he's a rascal. You got to keep an eye on him, but, you know, he's trouble.
those fireball Brits, handshakes, you know. Man. Yep.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep.
All right, I'm gonna run off and get some other stuff done for the show because you all know
Before you leave, Tony, who's the two food trucks?
See, you would ask me that. Let me go over to my Facebook page.
Oh,
I don't want to get the names wrong.
I'd like to give them
and hold on, folks. Facebook page is at facebook.com/authorsfair. So if you're on Facebook, look up facebook.com/authorsfair, and that is the location for all the info stuff. And they got Tony even has satellite photos. He is that good. He has satellite photos.
We do
location and everything. He's high tech. So Hydra has satellites. That is next level stuff.
Dude, I got connections. Level. Just so you know, it's going to be Al Prince's Mediterranean and Smoking Dogs.
Ooh.
So. You're going to get a variety there. So Al Prince, Mediterranean, and Smoking Dogs.
Ooh.
Oh.
And if you're a rider there, let me give you another thing that's going to happen. If you're a rider, you don't have to leave your table. We will send a volunteer around, and we'll have menus, and you can place an order, and they will go pick your food up for you.
Fantastic.
So you don't even have to leave
the table. They will pick it up, and Mick will pay for it. Okay, gotcha.
There you go.
Fantastic.
Well, there you go.
Good deal.
And you know, actually, one of the things we heard last year, and I want to give the volunteers, because as you know, you talk about your grandkids, these shows don't happen without good volunteers. And they did such a great job last year of bringing order to tables and getting people coffee and food. Because, again, remember, it was raining. So they would go stand out in the rain to bring food to people.
Your kids are heroes. They saved me. They picked Molly and myself up. They picked Molly and myself up. They are heroes. They took such good care of us.
They sure did. You guys ended up at the park down the road.
We did.
I stayed setting up the table, and you and Molly, they picked you guys up. They sure did.
Yeah, they were heroes. They are awesome.
Yeah. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And the great thing about my kids is I know when I turn 90, they're going to take good care of me. So, you know, I'm in good care.
All right. Well, we love you,
y'all.
Tony.
We will see everybody
on
Saturday. Thanks for having me on.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Tony Acree, folks, always great to hear from the man. So busy, so many good projects going on. He's got lots percolating in the film and TV area. I mean, his Hydra, his imprints, I mean, just great. And Saturday is going to be absolutely fantastic. It's worth the drive. If you have to drive a little bit, it is worth the drive. It's fun, pure fun. And we are looking forward to it. So, but yeah, we want to go ahead
you can actually sit and talk to me and Steve because we're not running a convention.
Yes, we should actually. Yeah, we won't actually be pulled in 40
directions.
We can
actually chat with you.
We can visit.
Yeah, so there's a bonus.
And make Mick buy me a bourbon. Just make Mick Williams buy me some bourbon, and I will. That's my challenge to you, listeners. Make that fine little fellow buy me some bourbon. But I love Mick. Yeah, we were positioned next to him last year. Hopefully, Tony will put us next to him this year. I hope he has us together again. Because Mick is just, I love Mick. All joking aside, great writer, great guy, and definitely one to meet. But we will go ahead, and we're going to go segue again Saturday. I'll give you real quick that URL again. It is facebook.com/authorsfair. Look it up, and come on out Saturday from 10 to 4 and take part in all the other activities Tony spoke to you of, the fair in Oldham County, all the cool stuff that's percolating around it. And but yes, we have also this week is release week for a great anthology called Enchanted Realms, which Holly was one of the two editors on. Every story had full passes from both editors, one from Jumpmaster Press, Kyle Hanna, one from Seven Star Press, Holly. And so each story had two editors' eyes on it. 13 authors, slew of awards among this group from Seven Star Press. You know, we had Stephen Shrewsbury, Carl Moore,
myself, yours truly, with Embrace of the Sun, new Chronicles of Ave story, novella. And that's great because I have a brand new Chronicles of Ave book that is finished and just waiting for the editing to complete. And that will be out with a kind of a relaunch of that series. And last but not least, award-winning author and winner of this year's second annual Michael Moss Wings Award, the author of the New Choices trilogy, the one and only Sandy Lender. Guess what, folks? We have Sandy Lender on the phone right now. So surprise, here she comes. Hi, Sandy.
Holy
your mic is on.
Hey, howdy, guys.
There she is.
Oh, surprise. Well, now we get to talk to the genre blender.
Yes, she. There she is. Oh, it's good to hear you, Sandy. Thank you for joining us and release week for a new great anthology with so many good stories. I'll let you and Holly talk a bit because Holly edited every single one so she could talk about everything. And I definitely want you to talk about your story. I definitely also want you to take this time to talk about your relaunch because you're doing a huge blog tour for Choices. We don't want to overlook that at all. And so I'm going to, you know, like I said, I'll talk to you, but definitely you two. Yeah, definitely. Let's get a discussion on Enchanted Realms. And then also, the activities for Choices, Sandy, this is an exciting week. You're busy.
Yeah, it is an exciting week and I am busy. It's kind of crazy how everything just kind of launched and went into like fast forward, just all of a sudden here it all is. And I guess it was Barnes & Noble sent me the little notice that, you know, your download is ready. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that's right. I was doing all the marketing work and all the stuff that goes into getting, you know, the story done and getting, you know, all the things together and letting everyone know that it's going to be available and doing all the stuff for it. And then I got the little notice that, oh, you can read it too. I'm like, oh yeah, that's right. So I've been reading the stories and, you know, from all the other authors because I didn't get to read them. The editors got to read them, right? So the only one I was familiar with was my own.
Right?
Yeah, right. So the only one I knew was my story. So I've been reading through the others and I haven't gotten all the way through yet because they're huge. They're chunky. These are novellas. They're not little short stories of like, you know, 1,000 words or flash fiction, right? These are chunky stories and they're by people who know what they're doing, right? So you're reading something that you get immersed in and you get sucked into and you're spending time with it and you're learning about these characters and each one of these is a different world. So, you know, I'm sitting there, I'm like sucked into this new world by, you know, Richard Fierce. I'm sucked into this new world by Kyle Hanna. You know, I'm sucked into this new world by Abigail Keem. And you got to spend a little bit of time with it. So it's taken some time, you know, to get through all these. But I've got to tell you, so far, my absolute hands down favorite is the one by William Heinzen. Three Bells Past Midnight. That's the title of story. Oh my God. I was like really tired the other night and thinking, oh, I'm going to, you know, stop and I'll read some more tomorrow or whenever I get a chance. And I started reading his and I shouldn't have done that because as soon as I started, I was like hooked and I was pulled in and I couldn't stop. And so I read all of it. It was amazing. I mean, his tone, his voice, his style, the pacing of it. And there were little bits that were like almost gruesome, but not quite. But it was just enough gruesomeness that it just kept you like, you know, at the edge of your seat reading it. I loved it. It was amazing. I went to Twitter and I'm like, I know that I follow him. I know we follow each other. So I'm going to tag him and do a shout out. Like, are you paying attention? Because I want you to know that I loved your story. I had to let him know. This was amazing. It was so great. Every fantasy reader out there should have this thing and should be reading it because they're going to find something in there they like. It's amazing. And I'm only halfway through.
There's something for everybody.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, even a new Carl R. Moore story. Yeah, as far as some of the SSP folks, I mean, which is, you know, for him, I mean, he's usually known for dark fantasy and horror, and you get to read a fantasy tale from him. For another example, Abigail Keane. I mean, she's a best-selling mystery author, and by best-selling, I truly mean best-selling. I mean, she sells on par with major press authors. People don't know. She also enjoys writing fantasy, and it's part of her roots. And you get a chance to read fantasy from her. That's unique. It's different.
Yeah.
And so you know, so you get to read some stuff, fantasy tales that from authors that normally don't necessarily have a lot of fantasy out there, which is a lot of fun too. And as well as ones, you know, like
fun for them to
like,
be able to do. But you know, the writing, as I said, the writing in every one of these novellas, because they are novellas, like Sandy said, they're not short stories. They are novellas, and they're novella size, and they could all be considered that. And
yeah, you couldn't put this in print. You could not put this book in print. It's too big.
All of these stories are polished. They are not lagging. I mean, you get into them, you really can't put them down. I mean, you've got to know what happens next. And some of them leave you in a little cliffhanger, which means you're going to have to go to and buy their book series to find out what happens. Because there's more to the story, you know, which is fun, too. But you get to gleam into the world of, you know, individual authors. You get to gleam into their world of fantasy. And, you know, there's fantasy for everybody. These are not all dark, you know, fantasy. There's some dark. There's some sword and sorcery. There's dragons. There's witches. There's, you know, mythical creatures, other mythical creatures. There's just all kinds of magic, wizards. You know, it's just a mishmash. I can't even talk. Fantasy. So if you are a fantasy reader or a fan of fantasy, you definitely need to pick this up. You do, because
the story by Jean Hart, hers was, and I hope I don't mess up with the title. I think the title was A Noteworthy Enchantment. I think that was the title of it. But it has like this almost fairy tale like quality to it. I mean, it wasn't like grimdark. It wasn't horror. I mean, there was an enchantment that took place in that story, right? And I'm not going to spoil it. I'm not going to give it away for people. But there was an enchantment that took place in just something very almost dear, almost sweet that took place in there, right? And it was.
Right.
I mean, it was very well done, and I was reading along, and I wanted to know everything that was happening, and it kept my interest, it kept me entertained, and it was great. I really enjoyed that one, too. That was good. But it was totally different from the one that William Heinzen had written. Completely different.
Yeah.
Completely different.
Night and day.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
These are all authors that have wrote enough years and have enough experience that, you know, they write at a wonderful level of, you know, the timing, the pacing, the plot. I mean, the stories are so well written. I mean, it was actually fun. I actually enjoyed editing this. It was fun because every one of these stories I got into. You know, even editing, I was into the story like, oh, my God, what's going to happen next?
Yep.
I got to know what's going to happen. And I would still read.
Can confirm.
I mean, I he knows. Uh-huh. And, you know, I'm like, oh, my God, this is so good. I would tell Steve, oh, my God, you know, they did this and this and this. And I loved the way they did this and this. You know, I can't give spoilers, but I was telling him all this stuff. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is fantastic.
Oh,
She
did. I got a running commentary after she got done with editing sessions. Yeah, it was awesome. Yeah, to hear how she was going through it. Kyle said the same stuff, too.
That I did not enjoy, you know. I enjoyed them all. I did.
we communicate with Kyle and Gene, of course, from Jumpmaster, and you know, they were, you know, that's who it came out through with collaboration with us, and loved working with them, of course. Gene and Kyle are just the pleasure. But Kyle reflected the same kind of vibe as Holly. I mean, they both, both seemed really happy with all the stories.
I will say, me and Kyle, we worked like a well-oiled machine, and we got these done, and just great collaboration, great book.
It was
cheap, you know. It's worth it. It's a lot more, but it's cheap. Get it now. What is it? It's $1.99 now
on Amazon. It's still 99 cents. If you buy it on Barnes and Noble or iBooks or anywhere else, 99 cents. Amazon has that pesky file size delivery fee, and it triggered their system to force it up.
$1.99
because every story, at least most of them, have their own cover image. So there's several cover images all throughout the book for each of the novellas that you get to see. But because of that, it's a bigger file size, and so Amazon has this little fee they tag in for that, and that kind of bumped it up on Amazon. But $1.99,
come
on.
$1.99.
13 novellas.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Every one of these novellas are worth more than $1.99. Mm-hmm. Every single one. And you get 13 for $1.99 on Amazon. Barnes & Noble, 99 cents. I mean, come on. 13 authors.
You can't beat that with a stick. Each one of them has their own cover, and I noticed that in the first few that I've had the time to read so far, I noticed a couple folks included the maps of their worlds, and I thought, for Pete's sake, why didn't I send in my map of Unveiled? Because it could have been in color. You know, my map is in color, but in the Choices
E-book
trilogy
print,
books.
Right.
Yeah, in the print books, they're black and white because, it would cost an arm and a leg to print those things in color. But in the e-book, it could have been in color, and it could have been in this e-book, But it did not even occur to me to send in the map to Jumpmaster Press when I sent in the cover design. I just sent in the cover and my book. Here's the manuscript, done. I should have sent the map.
You raise a good point, though, Sandy. Your story comes from your world, and mine does come from my world, that the Chronicles of Ave is set in the same world as the Fires in Eden series, and that's the way it is for many of those stories. So when you read some of these stories, they're set in the worlds these authors have series in, or
that's
franchises.
You
or
get a taste.
You
get an appetizer. Into other worlds, and you get that bug, and you're like, I want to know more about. Well, there is more.
Mm-hmm.
These authors have other stories in that realm.
Yep.
There is more.
Absolutely.
This is just a taste of what they've got.
Something that I did with this story, my story is called Della and the Dragon's Sword. And Della is a character that I wrote about a few years ago. I had a short story published in Tulip Tree Review in their genre edition back in 2020. They published a short story called Della Finds Her Gift. And that is Della Smithyson. That's her. And I had her, sort of her origin story started in that Tulip Tree Review story. And she meets this dragon, and it started with her basically almost dead. She had run away from home. There was a reason, her origin story is where she was like almost dead. And it started with this, very biblical concept of her saying, I have nothing left. She was almost gone. And, this dragon like plucks her up and helps her. Right. And I took her and I wanted to do more with her, and I wanted to do more with her and that sword that's in that first story with her. I wanted to do more with it because those elements are in my world. They're in this Choices trilogy that Seventh Star Press has just released. And I just wanted to do more with it. I'm like, you know what? This is perfect. I'm going to do it for this Enchanted Realms thing. And it just started to grow and grow and grow while I was writing it. And there's just so much more to Della and like that girl power nature that's in her. And boy, there's more that's going to happen with Della, because the more I wrote about her for this Enchanted Realm story, the more I grew to appreciate her and appreciate her struggles. And wow, she's a character who I didn't realize had so much going on until I started writing for this Enchanted Realms thing.
Really,
like, holy cow.
Yeah,
she's got a lot happening.
Yeah.
She's got stuff happening.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But the sword, the sword lyric, that is Amanda Cherise's sword, you know, in the Choices trilogy. That's her sword. And, you know, Fazone, the wizard that helps Della, that is Amanda Cherise's mentor. That's her guardian in the Choices trilogy. So there are characters and there are Easter eggs. There are things happening in that Enchanted Realm story that, you know, if you're already a follower of the Choices trilogy, or if you, there are people who will pick up on those little things in that Enchanted Realm story and go, oh my gosh. So I'm hoping
that's
that people will see those crossovers and those connections. And like Holly just said, it's an appetizer. I hope that people will read the appetizer and go, oh my gosh, I would like to know more about this world.
Right. Or that character,
yes.
Or, you know, whatever. You want to know more. Yeah. And it's an appetizer. It's a little bit.
And it's a good world, and not good, great world. Let me rephrase that. Great world indeed, and exciting times. And I'm excited because right away you heard from many of the blog hosts on the current blog tour. They were just like, wow, when they saw the covers of your new reissue of the trilogy. And of course, now you got this new story that readers can explore in Enchanted Realms. And yeah, you got a big blog tour underway too. I mean, this is you got a lot going on, like I said.
There's a lot happening, yeah. That might be why I've had a migraine since Friday. I don't know. There's so much happening. There's a lot going on in the world right now to keep up with all this stuff. But, you know, when you're an indie artist like we all are, you gotta get out there and make the stuff happen. Am I right? So you gotta get out there and you find those blogs that are willing to talk about what you're doing and share with them, and find the podcasters who are willing to have you come on the show and talk about things and talk about creative stuff. Man, you gotta keep grinding away at it. Keep grinding away. And that's what I'm doing.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's an impressive tour. I mean, I've been watching. Yeah, you had a big promotion run for Enchanted Realms, and now you have in August here this blog tour for the Choices trilogy, and it all fuses together because, of course, that story is from Enchanted Realms is set in that world. So it all, I mean, there's lots of synergy going on. I mean, it's a Sandy Lender genre blender kind of month and a half here. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and keep the momentum going. Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah, absolutely, and I'm excited for you, and hopefully, people will discover these great books, and through either way, you know, they will discover the trilogy outright, or they will discover everything through the novella, and yeah, it's definitely a wonderful thing here. Excited, and.
We'll keep the momentum going, and hopefully, you know, people will see, you know, there's not just Sandy Lender in this thing. There are 12 other authors they can discover in there too, right? So there are 13 authors that people can discover and learn about in there. And so there's 13 different worlds people can escape to for a little while. And I'm big on that escape idea. You know, every once in a while, you need to turn off the television and escape. and just enjoy some other world for a few hours. It's wonderful to do. I highly recommend.
And the value is there, folks. Because if you turn this into a print book, it'd be like a 2,000-page book. It really would. Because, I mean, we're talking novellas. This is not an anthology of short stories. It's an anthology of novellas. So, the value side is ridiculous. I mean, it is crazy, crazy value, I mean, for the money spent.
This thing in print would be a weapon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this would be a weapon of mass destruction in print.
I mean, it would be heavy, you know. Yeah,
it would be probably it's probably too big to actually print. Almost near impossible unless you put it in like 6-point font to print.
You have to have small font.
That much content. So yeah, value wise, it's insane how much value you're getting for this $1.99 on Amazon, 99 cents on the other platforms. It's a bargain, folks. So yeah, please do give it a shot. I mean, you really are getting different flavors, different settings. Gene Rowley, I mean, his story is fun because it deals with, you know, the Asian style of dragons, which, you know, you don't always, you know, get to encounter. And
yeah,
there's lots of just different stuff in this. It's really, really cool. Yeah, that's what I know, Moon. That's what Amazon mentions. But if you actually put this in the print with a regular font, this would be much bigger than that. I know it, Moon.
I think that one of the fellows at Jumpmaster Press figured out that it was over 250,000 words total.
Yeah,
oh, well over.
That's like Stephen King, the dome size, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's simply huge. And I don't think Stephen King is selling the dome for $1.99. So this is a pretty good value.
The Moon has come up with the marketing tag for this. He says it's a Whopper value meal with extra cheese.
Yeah, with extra cheese. But you get more.
Good one,
hey,
Moon.
You know what? You get a lot more bang for your buck, though, with the book than a Whopper value meal. Because a Whopper value meal, you're going to eat, maybe about 15 minutes or so. You're going to get a lot more time out of that.
Oh, God, yeah. Absolutely.
You know, Holly, that is absolutely true. I had a friend, her name is Rowena Cherry, and she writes romance, like space opera romance novels, okay? And years ago, she made a comment that when she's writing a novel, she's putting her novel up against like a movie. And she's going to price that novel the way you would price a movie. So she wants to spend as much time with her novel as you would spend at the movie theater. So she wants you to sit down and read that novel and spend at least as much time reading as you would spend going to the movies. And so if you would spend, you know, $10 or $12 at the movie theater, then you should spend $10 or $12 on the novel and take as much time. And she's like, that's the way she's looking at it. She wants to entertain you the way you would be entertained at the theaters. I'm like, you know what? That's a really good way of looking at it. Now,
that's fair.
Yeah, this Enchanted Realms thing is going to be a whole lot of movies because I've already spent a whole lot of time reading it. You know, it's a whole lot of movie time. And boy, it didn't cost me a movie ticket, that's for sure. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, and then there's even more movies to be made, such as the Sandy Leonard biopic that's coming after that. So, you know, we've got more movies.
Yeah, there you go.
It's true, though. Yeah, and I was telling Sandy, it's like the major presses are $9.99, $10.99, higher. I mean, sometimes the Kindle price on a major press release is more than the print version. Mm-hmm. I see that again and again and again every time I'm shopping for books. I mean, they actually are more than the print version sometimes. If you don't believe me, do some comparison shopping. But, yeah, it's a bargain. True story. And
yeah,
crazy sometimes. But yeah, $1.99. Come on. even though they hiked it up a whole dollar for the file size, yeah, it's a bargain, folks. Pick it up on Amazon or wherever. You know, yeah, we support the other platforms too. That's why we didn't make it exclusive. So yeah, you don't want just one platform selling books. So yeah, support whichever one you'd like, but it's a bargain either way. The choice of Sandy Linder. I love that. The choice of Sandy Linder. That's awesome. Okay, that's gonna be the title of Sandy's biopic. The choice of Sandy Linder. Moon already tagged it.
So in this biopic, will we need Muppets to play my pet birds, or will we have actual birds to play my pet birds in this biopic?
No, we will spare no expense. Yeah, we will spare no expense. now we have to actually just get investors. That's the next hurdle.
We'll need, you know what? We will need actual velociraptors to play my chickens.
Right.
You guys, yeah, my backyard is looking a little like a jungle right now with little fluffy velociraptors running around in it.
I hope they're keeping your neighbors like away than their velociraptors. So maybe that's helpful. Because I suggested cassowaries. I suggested for you to help keep the neighbors at bay,
right.
But that might work.
Yeah.
But
Moon
School with Muppets, evidently. He says Muppets all day. Right. He's good. He's good with that.
Okay, that works. We'll do what we can do. All right. Well, have I bored your listeners now? Am I?
No, but you're free. I know you've actually gone a couple minutes over the time that I talked to you about. So thank you so much for hanging in there a few more minutes than you promised.
No problem.
Sandy, for calling.
It's a pleasure. This Enchanted Realms thing, I'm telling you, man, it was a good experience, and I am so pleased that I was invited to participate. I'm telling you, that story with Della was wonderful to get to write that and to get to dive back into Della's, into her story, into her life, into what she was up to. I mean, it was wonderful to get to reacquaint myself with her, because there's more she's got to do. There's more to her story, and I need to write more with her at some point. it was wonderful to be involved in this project, definitely.
Writing sabbatical on the Gulf Coast of Mississippi coming up. And we're going to see some pelicans. It's going to be fantastic.
Dude.
Yes.
Yes.
We've got to make it happen. Oh, we've got to
make it happen.
All right.
We love you, Sandy.
Guys. Good night.
Take care.
Good night.
Night.
Bye-bye.
Night.
Bye-bye.
Love you.
So there, folks, look at what you're getting tonight in the Star Chamber show. Tony Acree and Sandy Linder. And we're not done yet. We may yet get another phone call. You never know. So just hang on there. But Holly, I want to give Holly credit, because, I mean, let me tell you, editing 13 novellas while also organizing Imaginarium, same time frame, folks, keep that in mind. She edited 13 novellas while prepping for Imaginarium. It was too much.
In the last, scheduling the programming
we're not doing that again.
For Imaginarium, I was doing these teen novellas.
Right. Yeah, we're not doing this again. Holly is being held to a 4-hour office period when she gets back from Indiana. We are not going to overwork Holly. We want her to be happy. We want her to get sun. We want her to have a life. So we are constricting Holly a little bit when she gets back. But let's give her credit. She ran the gauntlet. She did it. She got through 13 novellas. While organizing Imaginarium, insane. I know, I get it, but she did it.
And our 10th anniversary, not just a regular year, our 10th anniversary
year. That's right.
And buying plane tickets and getting people rides and I managed to do it. I did it,
but we thank Holly, recognize her awesome efforts, and Yeah, she and Kyle worked together just wonderfully. I mean, I got to be kind of front row for watching that happen. It was kind of fun. I had to be real quiet while they were all going through my story. I was like, uh-oh, two different editors looking through my stuff. How's this going to go? Very interesting experience for an author, by the way, having two different editors look through a story, two different perspectives. Very interesting process for me. I've never had that. Every time I've had a story or a book, you know, obviously you have a single editor typically, but this one we wanted to make sure that, you know, we definitely had eyes from both of us since we were in collaboration on it, the press. So it was awesome how it worked out, and it was cool. And I mean, we worked
great together because we didn't butt heads on anything, nothing. And we're both very, you know, we're very good editors, I think, you know, my opinion. I mean, you know, it is me, but, you know, but Kyle, he's wonderful. And he caught things that I missed, you know, some plot things or whatever. You know, he would catch things I missed.
Yeah.
And I caught things that he would have missed. So, you know, these are polished. I mean, they went through even beta readers after me and Kyle had done the editing. They went through beta readers even. So these novellas are polished. I mean, polished.
Well, I would say not missed. I would say different insights because you have two different eyes,
well,
two different editors. You have different insights from the two editors. And that was my feeling as a writer, from my side of it. It was just different insights. Yeah.
Right. That's true. Mm-hmm. It's not like errors. It's just we have different ways of like how we would write it or how we would phrase it or our opinions or, you know, we come from different things. Their press does things, we do ours our way. And so we have different things that we do. And we work so well together, but we dearly love Kyle and Gene. So we love Jumpmaster Press, and we've got a really good relationship with them. And
I
think
the Moses and Aaron of the indie book world.
That's it. And I truly believe that this anthology is one of the best collaborations out there in probably indie presses for fantasy titles. 100%, 100%. I would.
Yeah, true,
lay it down
true collaboration, and definitely for me is an honor to take part as a writer, and I know I can speak, you know, for, you know, I know Shrewsbury had a great experience, Carl did. And, you know, and obviously you heard from Sandy directly and absolutely. And so it was a great experience and I appreciated it very much. And but yeah, Holly definitely put the work in. She did the work.
I did.
It was a lot.
I did.
It was a lot.
And they were all, it was great though to do. I mean, it wasn't like it was something that, oh God, I have to read this book. You know, it wasn't like that. Every one of these, I'm not kidding. I'm not just blowing smoke up people's arses. It's the truth.
Uh-uh.
Every one of these stories were gripping, captivating, interesting, written very well. I mean, you know,
putting my editor's eye on and wearing my editor's hat, fantastic. I mean, these were just first-rate writers, just fantastic. I mean, from both camps. And, the Jumpmaster camp, our camp, and then we had a couple others that were, you know, weren't part of our in-house families, but obviously we knew well, like Abigail. And, everyone, I mean, obviously I didn't work through it as an editor, but from that eyesight, I mean, these are top-notch. So, fantastic. But yeah, thank you, Holly. I want to thank you because you went through a lot. I recognize that. I saw it. And, definitely want to thank you. You're a trooper. And no, that's not going to happen again. Not again.
No. No, I can't take it again. I'm
perfect
too
storm.
Old and run down.
We
and,
did it.
And old Holly ain't healthy. I know some people don't know how unhealthy
Holly
is. I don't think
Holly is,
but
right
Holly
now.
Is not
we
healthy.
We both got run over by... I told Sandy, I said we both got run over by a truck in May and June, and we just got killed because I was putting out 15 titles on my end for the press while Holly was doing all that. While we're on the Imaginarium, both of us full time, we about killed ourselves, and that is not an exaggeration. We literally, but literally about put ourselves in under.
Yeah. We really did. But, our health has really went down the tubes, and we're mentally and physically just.
But
done.
We're
going to
get that
and,
back.
And we,
and it, but we do it because of exciting, awesome. We do it because of exciting and awesome people that we love. That people, just really brings just great value and great support to the writing community. And one of those people is on the phone right now. And we have a surprise third call of the night for you. We've talked about Chanted Realm, so I hope you got a good sense of it. And we're going to bring you on for the last segment of the show. This is a surprise. This is not something we planned until tonight, but it's timely. So we want to give him the forum because we support everything he does. And yes, Three Ravens Publishing, the one, the only, the award-winning, the awesome William Joseph Roberts. And he is on the phone. William, you're on.
Hillbilly.
Yeah. But,
there he
okay.
is.
It sounded like my ears might have been burning to start with there.
Well, we appreciate you, man. You're fantastic.
We love you,
you
Billy.
Everything I sent you in an email, it was truly heartfelt, and that is not an exaggeration. Everything you did at the convention, all the networking stuff that you brought to us and implemented with the coffee clatches and Hillbilly Bar and or BarCon and everything was just amazing. And but you have a great Kickstarter going on, and so we want to bring you on tonight because it's timely, and we want people to support the Kickstarter. So, hey, you got the floor, man. So tell us about what's happening.
Most of the people that I talk to at Imaginarium know about the Car Warriors project that we got going on. Landed the licensing contract with Steve Jackson Games to write in their Car Wars universe, so we're doing fiction in it. And, you know, we're following in the footsteps of TSR, Tor, and Marvel. Because, you know, they've all done stuff in this IP before. So it's crazy that we get to follow behind these guys and play in the sandbox. The first book of the series is already out, Burning Roads, that I wrote. And we got it out right at the end of June, just before LibertyCon. So far the feedback has been great. It's all action packed and fast paced and people are loving it. It's guns, it's racing, it's things blowing up and, you know, but the main series that we got going on right now is the Dead Man's Run, which is basically a dive back to the origins of Car Wars. You know, who remembers Death Race 2000 with David Carradine?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
That was one of that was one of the big influences for the game originally, and it was basically Cannonball Run with guns. So we're doing the same kind of thing where you have all these packs coming from different cities, and the different cities are sponsoring them. The companies that run the cities are sponsoring them. Most everything it's a light post APOC where you got these mega cities, not quite. Judge Dredd mega cities, but you still have the cities locked down in their own little city state type things. And each one is sponsoring a pack. And the point of the race is to get through all these challenges and make it to Sturgis for the final challenge. My guys are running from Atlanta. First leg of the race ends them in Toledo, Ohio. Then they go from there to Minneapolis and from Minneapolis up to Sturgis for the final rally. And you're getting a lot of dirty dealings behind the scenes. You know, we've taken the old school Car Wars lore. I mean, there's 40 years worth of stuff here that we've been playing with. And Car Wars is always like 50 years in the future or something like that. I think it was like 50 years in the future. So what started out way back when in 1980 – you know, that has all become just the historical data. So those racers and stuff that were in the AADA manuals and the Uncle Al's and stuff like that. We've taken all those and put them into their historical place marker and put them into the story. So, you know, they talk about these old guys and the, you know, they're just like the Dale Earnhardts and Richard Petty's in that kind of sense. And, so you got all these new racers out there doing their things. We hit a new, or we unlocked a new stretch goal today. I'm pulling it up now. It's of course going slow for me. We did unlock the Go Hard or Go Home Car Wars Anthology. We unlocked Jody Lynn Nye as the lead editor on it.
Nice.
That one was epic. I'm like, yeah.
No kidding.
She's excited to be on board.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we hit the 3,000 mark earlier today. That unlocked the challenge coins. The next one is going to be the $4,000 mark where we're going to be getting custom 3D models of the vehicles from Burning Roads done.
Oh, wow.
And that way, you know, we'll get them done. Yeah. We'll supply the STL files to Steve Jackson Games so they can do what they need to do with them and distribute them to the people that want them. You know, and the folks that are, you know, that are 3D printer savvy and they love playing these kind of games, they build up their own stuff. Now the one that I'm really excited about is hitting the 5,000 mark. See, we got some tuckerizations in there. There was like 10 slots for red shirts, 10 slots for secondary characters, you know, the background characters that kind of get mentioned every now and then. We had, I think it was five slots for the lead supporting character. So, you know, your sidekicks and those that the main character surrounds themselves with. Dave would be the lead secondary character to Ricky, who is the main character POV in Burning Roads. Then you have the lead character, which is that main POV, your first person, third person POV that you're seeing through their eyes and watching everything happen. Well, there's a tuckerization where we will write you into a story. We will discuss how you want your character done, what type of story we're going to do, and we'll go through a bunch of the details and work this up. And it might be me, it might be Chris Woods, or one of the other authors on the project, and we'll figure out who's going to be the best fit for that project.
All right.
And it'll be a special side tangent that we're going to work with.
Man, that is awesome. Yeah, that is cool.
This is my first setup on a Kickstarter. The fact that it funded in 3 hours to start with. Now, granted, I only had it at $500. All right, cool. Let's see what we can do. And, you know, one of my goals was just to get into another social media platform because, really, Kickstarter really is a social media platform in itself.
Correct.
Right.
But I wanted to get my feet wet, test it. I've been researching for months, and I finally got the nerve up. All right, cool, let's pull the plug and do this thing. And it's working out for sure. I mean, I'm beside myself that it funded in 3 hours. I mean, that's cool. Look, it went up again. Cool.
I'm not surprised.
You know,
not surprised.
It's going up.
I'm trying to push it, but I'm trying not to over push it. And anyone out there that's seen my page, they know that I am an absolute whore on the internet, and I plug all across all my different pages, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and I plug a plethora of things out there besides just books. So I'm trying not to flood everything to where everybody's like, oh, yeah, that thing again. Okay, go away. You know, I don't want that. You know, and anywhere
people
that somebody can just boost the signal.
About seven times before they'll bite, though.
Yeah.
And, you know, anywhere that I can get the signal boost, that is a bonus. Right. You know, just word of mouth. Talking about the project alone gets people interested, especially if they're an old-school gamer and they used to play it, you know. Even the folks that played BattleTech that had never heard of Car Wars, once you start explaining it to them, they're like, oh, really? It's like, yeah. And that's one of the little add-ons I've got in here. I'm actually including the starter kit for the 6th edition of Car Wars. I got set up with Warehouse 23 with Steve Jackson Games, and they've made me a merchant for them so that I can offer this package, you know, at a decent price. But it's a two-player starter kit for Car Wars for the 6th edition that you can try out, see what you think. And I one of the tier levels that I got set up is it was a starter pack. So it's like the first book, the ebook, the starter kit for the game, and it was a couple other little odds and ends tossed in there too. But you know, just a good Car Warrior starter kit.
What a cool collaboration. Oh, and yeah, absolutely. Yeah, this is a cool project, and I'm glad it's pushing so high. And Jody Lynn and I, wow. I mean, what a cool gold across there. Yeah, fantastic addition.
Oh, there's even more, and I'm not going to mention the names until I got a story in hand. But Jody Lynn Nye, so, you know, we tapped a couple of our people. They tapped a couple of their people for this anthology.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, so we've already got stories lined out for myself, Benjamin Tyler Smith, Christopher Woods, Jenny Wren, and, of course, my computer is being slow as all get out. I'll have to send you guys this image. Okay, so Casey Moores, Dave Hensley, James Reeves, which, if you don't know, he's like the head of Dragon Con, and he's cutting his teeth on this. Michael J. Allen, Monica Valentinelli, and then there's a couple other names that I won't mention, but they are high up the chain that have been tapped and have agreed to play in the sandbox with us. Until I get their stories, I'm not going to jinx myself.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Yeah, I understand. But yeah, it sounds like it's rocketing right now.
Well,
congrats on
this kind of stuff. It doesn't happen without the networking. And that's one thing, you know, last year when we came to Imaginarium, and the award ceremony was over, and I'm standing out there in the lobby in the bar, and it's like, it's dead. There were just like three people at the bar. And, you know,
I know. It's like, they're there, but where do they go?
We have the dance going on. You know, we have the masquerade thing going on. Yeah, where'd everybody go? Yeah.
Yeah, and I caught Holly, you know, going through there, and it's just like, what the hell? Where's everybody at? And right. You know, that's where I started to really think. I'm like, if the introverts don't have something scheduled, and I'd seen it before, and if they don't have something scheduled, they'll disappear to their room.
Mm-hmm.
And right. I think that thought process was true, because we saw what we had, like 15. For the coffee clatch on Saturday morning, we had a good 30 or so out there for the coffee clatch Sunday morning.
Cassandra was blown away. Cassandra Morgan was blown away. She sent me a photo that morning because she was one of the early staff down there, and she was like, "Oh my God!" She was like, "You won't believe the turnout for the coffee clatch." She could not believe it.
Got up.
Yeah, she was surprised. Yeah, but she sent me the photo, and I was like, "Oh hell yeah!" Good job, William.
you know, the Hillbilly Court, the bar was packed. We had people everywhere, and we were down there till about 1:30 in the morning. And you know, for Southern fandom, and I think part of it is, you know, y'all are pulling from a different demographic up there than we are down here in Southern fandom. And
sure, right, yeah.
And that's a little bit of what, you know, I'm trying to bring up that way. Because, you know, you guys are pulling out of Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, Arkansas,
Tri-State.
Area.
California. Yeah, we have people come from all over the place. Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. But yeah, around the Tri-State and all, for sure.
Right.
Oh, where is this? I'm trying to get this picture to work. And there it goes. Maybe it'll go this time. This is big, stupid. All right, I'm going to reset this. I'm trying to send you guys a picture. No, but, you know, it's I see differences of what y'all are doing up there and the influences from these other people. And it's like, okay, cool. We're learning a lot that we don't see down here. But mm-hmm. at the same time, it's like we got things we can bring up to y'all that work down here. And
oh, yeah.
Up there.
Sure.
That's what we do. We cross-pollinate, you know. That's how we roll.
Yeah, that's how we roll. Yeah.
There we go. I refresh my Facebook and I see a post, challenge coins. Why did they have to offer challenge coins? So somebody's complaining about it. I just put the challenge coins up there for them. Yeah, because you're going to have to spend more money now.
There you go. Well, tell people how they can support this game and get all this fun stuff.
Oh, that's gorgeous. I love it. I love the image.
Oh.
Just came through.
Oh, and the artist, man, he absolutely did it justice. I mean, he pulled in that 1960s movie poster feel for that thing. He's got this watercolor style that's just absolutely unmatched right now.
Oh, that's great. Look at that. Wow.
Well, we have links all over the Three Ravens website to the Kickstarter page. You look on Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, the whole list. I've got it posted everywhere. But if you just do a search for Car Warriors on Kickstarter, you'll find it. There's only two things that come up when you search car right now on Kickstarter, so it's kind of easy to find. But I just did an update tonight. I added a couple more funding tiers. I added a few more add-ons, and showed the new unlocked tiers that are in there. We'll see where this thing goes. I mean,
so give the info on how to find you. You did. Yeah, I think a little bit there, but I was mesmerized by the image here. I was staring at the image. it's awesome.
Go to threeravenspublishing.com and you can find the link right there. It's in the latest post that we put up.
Cool. I love that cover.
Oh yeah. That is striking.
It reminds me of a Mad Max, some of the vehicles in like Mad Max. They had the spikes on them and all kinds of stuff, you know. That's what it gives me a feeling.
That's usually the go-to most people use for trying to describe what Car Wars is. And I keep telling people, it's like, if you take NASCAR, cross it with America's Got Talent, throw in some WWE and just slather it all over, then you got Car Wars. And, toss in a whole crap ton of guns. Because that's what it is. It's all bread and circus is what the arena battles are. It's keep the people occupied, keep them watching, and the companies are doing whatever they want within the universe.
Right.
And it's absolutely dystopian. It's post-apoc. But there's these interesting twists that relate to today. And, some of the stuff that we brought into it was like the super chats and, modern technology type things and VR setups and the mesh between the old school lore and modern gaming. It's working well.
Well, congrats on that, man. And thank you for giving us a heads up on this, and thank you for calling in and letting us know about that. And hopefully you're getting a few more participants tonight. Yeah, thanks.
That'd be cool.
Thanks, man.
I appreciate
you
having
best.
Me on. I gotta
got
to get
it.
You guys on my podcast one of these times.
Yeah.
We'll do our best for you anytime. Appreciate it, man. Thank you, man.
Thank
appreciate
you,
man. We'll keep us posted on the progress of the campaign, and we'll definitely share it out there.
All right, I appreciate it, y'all. All right, y'all take it easy. I'm gonna hit the rack because 0400 comes real early.
All right, man. Take care, man. Have a good night, man.
Night.
Bye bye. All right, folks. Well, this has been a great show, and Yeah, I think we went over just a little bit here, Holly, by just a minute. It's been fantastic, and what a show. We covered the LaGrange Book Fair, Enchanted Realms Anthology, and the new project from William Joseph Roberts of Three Ravens Publishing. Absolutely cool night. So anything, go ahead, Holly. I guess yeah, time to wrap it up, because I think we've done it all tonight. We have covered about everything that can be covered and then some.
Well, we really have. And people, if you're around LaGrange or, you know, want to buy some books, head to LaGrange and come and see us. You can talk to us Saturday, 10 to 4. Look up Author Fair, LaGrange Book Fair is what it's called. But you can look that up, and they got a Facebook page and all that good stuff. But 10 to 4, rain or shine, because we're inside. Two great food trucks. We got Mediterranean, and we got fancy hot dogs. So, hey, I'm there. I'm probably going to try from both. I'm not going to lie. Mediterranean.
I'm all about the hot dogs. Fancy hot dogs. You know me.
I love bougie hot dogs. So we do a hot dog bar at home. A lot of times the Pelicans come, and it's always a hit. So, I do want to try a bougie hot dog, and I do want to get me some Mediterranean, because I'm all over that. If they have baklava, oh, God, I would be jumping for joy. That's one of my favorite foods ever. That and creme brulee. And I don't even eat sweets, hardly ever, but those two things are, people, I can be bribed with baklava or creme brulee or crab.
I can be bribed with bourbon, just so you know.
Well, wine, too. I do love my sweet red wines. Check out Car Wars. Guys, check that out on Kickstarter.
Yep.
Look that up in the great
Enchanted Realms.
And then you've got Enchanted Realms from Jumpmaster Press and us, Seven Star Press. Check that out, guys. Even if you don't normally read fantasy, you'll want to read this. It's not my normal genre.
Good stories.
But the stories are just phenomenal in there, and they make you enjoy, you know, all kinds of fantasy. Even if you're not used to reading one type, you know, you'll get into this. You'll be like, oh, my God, this is really cool. I didn't even know I'd like reading this, but I need to read more.
That's right.
You get the bug. And so, it's an appetizer. Everybody check it out. 99 cents on Barnes & Noble and all those. $1.99 on Amazon. Grab your copy today. It is available. You can download it tonight. And, I think that's it for me. I've been in the land of corn in Indiana for a week tomorrow. And so tomorrow I will be venturing back to Lexington, Kentucky, home base, and to see my fur baby.
Hopefully.
And my big baby. My big baby, which is Stephen.
I sure hope so. I miss my Holly.
I think this is the longest we've ever been away from each other. So,
terrible.
It's been a long week. But I will be venturing back. And so if I haven't answered your emails or messages, I have been busy up here. I have a lot to do. You know,
can confirm.
I'm stuck out in the middle of nowhere, and so there's just been a lot going on, taking care of stuff for my mom and such, and I've had grandkids and took them to the pool and everything yesterday. That was fun, but I have got to visit, which has been great, and I needed the reprieve, and just back to the country, and I needed it for my sanity, so it's been nice. But back at it tomorrow, guys. I'll be back home and try to catch up on stuff. But, check it all out. We've had a great show, a lot of info, talked to a lot of great people. And, yeah, I'll let you sign us out, Stephen.
Oh, you're going to let me sign out?
You get to do it for once.
Oh, wow. Well, folks, yeah, tune into the Star Chamber Show live podcast next Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern for another live episode. And next week we will have a guest, but we are glad you joined us for tonight for all the great coverage of all the cool stuff going on. Thank you, folks, and we will see you next week. Stay creative. Good night.